I like music, and I think all of you do too. And I'm sure if we had a chance that we could all listen to different kinds of music, you know, we all like different forms, classical, country, maybe heavy metal, maybe rap, maybe top 40, you name it, it's out there. Or maybe you like particularly sacred songs, and you like hymns. You're certainly going to like being here later this afternoon because you're going to get a spattering of that with our guests. And Jonathan's going to talk a little more about that when we have the minute for mission. Today, as we listened, we heard the gospel, we heard about Jesus speaking about the vine and that he is the vine, we are the branches. I want to put it in a little different sense. I want to put it in the sense that Jesus is the lead in a dance song. Jesus is the one that orchestrates the music that runs in our hearts. Because music causes us to feel in so many different ways, and yet it is such a gift that God gives us, and it's powerful. It'll move us that we can be excited by things, and it can also cause us to be sad. You know, it's sometimes songs that you listen to bring back memories of people who are no longer in our lives because they've passed away. Sometimes it's because of a broken relationship. It might have been a special song for people. You know, as not that long ago, a year ago last September, that I know the Merrills were there with, and we were there among 11,000 or 17,000, I can't remember how many were at Van Andel, listening to Paul McCartney. And you know what was amazing about that? Is it didn't matter how old you were, it didn't matter the color of your skin, it didn't matter, you know, whether you were loaded with money or you didn't have much. All that mattered was that as we listened to that music, everybody was singing along. And whether they were singing out loud or singing in their hearts, they were moving to the music in which McCartney was sharing. And it was something that's amazing when you get together with that many people. You know, always see the, you know, the phones with the lights and they're flashing, they're back and forth, all on movement, you know. It's a powerful thing. And Jesus, if you remember back at the installation, which was almost 3 years ago, when the bishop was here and spoke about how you and I and our pastors are in a dance with one another. We're not the lead. Jesus is the lead. Jesus is the one that teaches us the steps. And we move to the rhythm that he shares with us, and he fills our hearts to overflowing. Even in the midst of great heartache, the music in which Jesus offers to us is one of hope, one of expectation, one that binds us together. You know, just like the children's song, you know, Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world, red, yellow, black, or white, they are precious in his sight. You know, we sing that song, but do we really hold that in mind? Would we be willing to dance with those that are of different color? Would we dance with those who are a little bit different than us? Would we dance with those that may not even know who Jesus is? And that's, Jesus invites us to have that experience, to listen to the rhythm. In all of life, there's a rhythm that's out there. Judy and I, when we sit out in the deck up in Rockford, we look up and we're surrounded by these tall, skinny pines that just reach up into the sky. And even on a still day, at the top, you can watch them swaying back and forth. And there seems to be no rhyme or reason because some will be swaying over in this direction and some will be over in this direction. But they're all kind of just moving in a direction that somehow God, through his the majesty of his touch and the way in which the wind blows, puts them together in this wonderful song. Now, you heard me talk to Grace about the fact that when my kids were little, we would dance with them. I don't know if you'd catch me doing that today. Because I'm a little more self-conscious. And I talked a little bit about this individual that Judy and I have enjoyed listening to and how he makes me move. Which is, you gotta be pretty good to make me move. Because I'm very, you know, I don't, Judy's right. After we got married, I stopped dancing. And but when she introduced me to this gentleman by the name of Jesse Cook, it was different. Something within me just cast aside any kind of feelings of inhibition, and when you're with a group of people, it's like nobody else is watching you. You're just having a good time, and they're having a good time, and that's one of the wonderful things. It's like, you know, you come to church, that should be the same way. When we come together, we shouldn't be so worried about what people are thinking about us, but to be able to be present and give thanks and praise to God for this great and glorious gift of love and compassion and mercy. And yet, even at that, we sometimes worry what others are going to think about. You know, especially if we haven't been in church for a while and we show up and we think the roof is going to cave in, or, you know, and there's always somebody who's smart that will want to say something. Well, at least the roof didn't come down on you. But, you know, when I go and hear this gentleman, it just pushes you and you can't help it. And I talked about this a couple of weeks ago, and the fact of seeing your senior pastor up there kind of dancing would be a little strange sight. We followed Jesse now on three different places. We were in Kalamazoo and then went up to Canada. I heard him up there. He's from Toronto. And then he was just over in Ann Arbor, this little place called The Ark. Have you ever been there? Very small. It's like a theater of 400. And they had chairs that were actually closer than this in order to sit. So your knees were almost touching your chairs. And I'm thinking as he comes out, his first words are, "You ready to rumba?" And I'm thinking, there's no way nobody's going to be rumbling in here because you can't move. And yet he got the whole auditorium to get up and they moved. And it was fun. And you lose your sense of that you're the only individual. You're someone of a group of individuals who are all there having a great time and listening to this marvelous rhythm. Now, I'm not suggesting that that kind of music is something that you're going to be interested in, but I'm going to share a little bit with you today because I've got a video of him playing a song that Mario Takes a Walk. Now, it's not necessarily written as a sacred music text, but my point here is that listen to the drums, listen to the way the rhythm goes, and listen to how it pulls you in. And even those of you who will resist, your toes are going to be tapping, or you might be moving. But I just want to give you an opportunity to see what I'm saying. So Jonathan or Tony, if you're ready, just go ahead and turn it on for me. Thank you. fun? Or was it just a lot of noise for you? It was noise. Thank you. I'll see. It's not going to suit everybody. But the point is that God invites us into this dance. And I just find that with his particular music, it reminds me of that. And the fact that, you know, we together as a congregation are moving in rhythm. And there are those that are out there that are kind of moving in their own ways. And we want to invite them in. We want to invite them to come and join the dance, to join in with us here at the family at St. Luke's, and to be a part of the Christian community of the world, and that we move to the rhythm of God's love. And that rhythm comes in many ways and in many forms and many expressions, and that together we celebrate God's love given to us. It should be a dance of celebration, a dance of happiness, a dance that sees that even in the midst of mourning, that there is the promise of eternal life, a dance of victory. And so I invite you into this dance with us today. Now, I'm not going to ask you to stand up and dance. Maybe I should. But, you know, I want to invite you to come and join Pastor Marcy in the dance for social justice. And I want to invite you to come in and join Jonathan with the dance of sacred music, and the dance of being an assisting minister, or a dance of being an usher or an acolyte, or to dance with Sharon and learn how God calls us into learning his steps by getting deeper into a relationship with God through study and scripture and prayer, and that you come and you dance and you learn to be able to accompany those as Stephen ministers to journey with them in the midst of their heartache and their pain, and while they're going through that change, that together you dance in this sense of compassion and love for God. And so, you know, while, you know, all of us have put away our Easter baskets and we're not even thinking Easter at this point, we still have a couple more weeks as a church to celebrate this. And we celebrate it every Sunday even after that. Because the victory of what God has done for us on the cross should move us so that we are always in this dance with him. And that we cannot sit still. And even if you are physically unable to move, even if you cannot see or hear, even if you cannot use your feet, we as a community will move with you. And you can move in your heart and your mind to do great and wondrous things. And together, as a community in Christ, we dance. We dance. The dance of love, the dance of song, the dance of joy, and the knowledge of the forgiveness and the hope of what is to come. Amen. Come, let's dance.